Henderson's will all be there. Later Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. Gay will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate.
B-I-T-L.
The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite glides through the ring. Don't be late.
B-I-T-L.
Make you sure the public, their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. When Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Things mean some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
That's another track from the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You're hearing it exclusively, worldwide, first time on Big L.
Who reached the decision? The borough elections. Mr. Edward Heath, the Conservative Party leader, has described the party's success as a massive vote of confidence in their local government policies. The Conservatives now control all the major centres of power in the country, with the exception of Parliament itself. With all the results now available, Conservatives gained 542 seats with a loss of 7, Labour gained 20 with a loss of 616, and the Liberals gained 62 with a loss of 35. Hong Kong, and there's been more rioting there this morning. Police using tear gas and batons broke up angry crowds. A curfew set for 6 p.m. tonight has been set on the riot areas. Schools have been closed for the day, and this afternoon we heard that 600 students arrested the British consul and kept him captive for nearly 2 hours. It happened in Macau, a Portuguese colony on the Chinese mainland. Berkshire, the poet laureate John Masefield is seriously ill at his home near Abingdon. Announcing the news this morning, his daughter said that he was very weak. John Masefield is 89 and has been poet laureate since 1930. Rutland, and a royal visit to Britain's smallest county. This morning the Queen drove through Oakham, the county town. This afternoon she visited the rugby school for its 400th anniversary celebrations. In Berkshire, 19-year-old David Burgess appeared in court in Reading this morning accused of the murder of Jeanette Wigmore, the 9-year-old schoolgirl of Beenham in Berkshire last month. Burgess was remanded for another week. The hearing only lasted for 3 minutes. And the weather forecast, the afternoon has remained fairly close. Thunderstorms have occurred in the east of England. Temperatures 23 centigrade, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds along the east coast, light southerly. More news in an hour's time on Radio London. That's at 6:30. On the news, it's Keith Skews. Now, here's a missing persons announcement. Missing from her home in Portslade in Sussex since last Friday, Christine Ann Moore, aged 15. She looks like 18. She has brown hair, blue eyes, and is 5 feet 2 inches tall. When last seen, she was wearing a black quilted three-quarter length coat. Will anyone knowing Christine's whereabouts please get in touch with her mother, Mrs. Moore, of 15 Sheldale Avenue, Portslade, Brighton, or telephone Southwick 4011. That's Southwick 4011.
We'll be right back. is John Peel back again, presenting It's All Happening, where it certainly is. As Stuart very kindly relinquished the reins here, so I could bring you the rest of the brand new Beatles album. Meantime, don't forget that Saturday night is stock car racing night at Wimbledon Stadium. The racing starts at 8:30 p.m. and there are several exciting thrill-packed races. Another qualifying round of the Radio London British Match Race Championship, plus the chance for you to race your car against the clock to win a prize. No matter what the weather, you can watch in comfort as all parts of the stadium are undercover. Stock car racing is inexpensive but great fun. There are refreshments for every taste and you can have a full meal or just a bag of chips. Do something worthwhile this Saturday. Come along to Wimbledon Stadium and watch stock car racing. It starts at 8 p.m. so don't be late. Derek Fisk plus many other great drivers will be there. Wimbledon Stadium is in Plough Lane in Wimbledon, so it's easy to find. The next track from the Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, is called Within You, Without You.
Thank you.
idea how long that is, but anyway, that's George Harrison's track, using nothing but Indian musicians, and that's called Within You, Without You. And this is John Peel on Radio London. We're presenting the brand new Beatles album for you. Why don't you go along this Saturday to the Ashted Squash Club Fete at Murray's Court, Agate's Lane in Ashted. There's something for all the family, including go-karts, pony rides, and many other interesting sideshows. If you live in or near Ashted, and I'm sure you do, come along this afternoon, Saturday afternoon rather, and have an enjoyable afternoon out. It all starts at 2 p.m. Oh, it's all happening. Why not go and skate with the stars at fashionable Queen's Ice Club, which is the home of Britain's world champions. Queen's welcomes everyone, three sessions daily, every day. Monday is a great day for beginners, Wednesday's for experts. Why not make a date this week at Queen's Ice Club, Queensway in Bayswater? Bell Public House at 8 p.m. the annual wheelbarrow and beer race starts. I don't believe this. This goes back to the 14th century when history records that the plough raced through Pinner Village. But these days ploughs are hard to come by and modern councils object to furrows in the main roads, which is curious of them. Each entrant will drink a pint of beer at the bell, and with one person in the wheelbarrow and the other pushing, will sprint for the next public house. The first team home collects a prize of 2.5 gallons of beer. Proceeds are in aid of the British Heart Foundation appeal. Some very unconventional messages for you this afternoon. Here's another one. Privilege is probably the most extraordinary film that you'll ever see. Privilege is set against the background of the pop scene and tells the story of a young singer played by Paul Jones, who is so popular that to his adoring millions of fans he inspires an emotion. Hello, they've gone. An emotion that borders on worship, exploited by a few ruthless men and loved by one young girl, sensitively portrayed by Jean Shrimpton in her first starring role. It shows with frightening realism the high price of fame. Privilege is at the Warner Theatre now. And back to the new Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This is called When I'm 64, Will Be.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will he still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Garden, digging the weed, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear. We shall scream,
we shall scream
and say, God, drop me a line stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form. I'm forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Another another track from the new Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and this is John Peel, because Ed Stewart relinquished the reins, so to speak. Let me bring this for you, and that was Paul McCartney singing. I assume 13 minutes away from 6, Radio London time, and I think I would sooner be doing this than anything else in the entire world right now, this specific moment, actually. More profound messages for you. This, at the Carlton Ballroom in Slough, there's going to be another Big L party night at the Carlton Ballroom this Sunday, 14th of May, featuring Big L disc jockey Mark Roman. Two great groups, The Style and The Spectrum, will be there. Competitions and prizes. Don't be late for the Big L party night at the Carlton Ballroom in Slough. Doors open at 7 p.m. And there's more. This Sunday, go to Stock Car Racing at Ipswich Stadium at Foxhall Heath in Ipswich. There is an exciting qualifying round for the British Championship. Very exciting indeed. A host of top British stars will be along to race for your enjoyment, and we are sure you'll be thrilled to watch them. If you've never been Stock Car Racing, do make a point of going out along soon, because there's bound to be a meeting near you, and it really is worth the effort. Stock Car Racing is motoring with a difference, you can say that again, and is tremendous fun for all the family. Racing this Sunday starts at 3:30 p.m. at Ipswich Stadium, Foxhall Heath in Ipswich. There's also racing and wrestling on Sunday at Arlington Raceway at Eastbourne, so keep tuned for details. And one more. Go along this Saturday to the Ashstead Squash Club Fete at Murray's Court, Agate's Inn in Ashstead. There's something for all the family, including go-karts, pony rides and many other interesting sideshows. If you live in or near Ashstead, do come along this Saturday afternoon and have an enjoyable afternoon out. It all starts at 2 p.m. Next track from the brand new Beatles album, being exclusively heard for the very first time on Radio London. It's called Lovely Rita.
Her shoulder made her look a little like a military man. Lovely Rita, meet the maid. May I inquire discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me? Rita! Meet the maid, where would I be without you?